Hello, and welcome to the University of Michigan Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Residency Podcast. I'm Trent Hall, PGY4. This episode was recorded live November 29th, 2018, at the annual Theodore Cole Resident Research Day. This event commemorates the lifetime achievements of Dr. Theodore Cole, a pioneer in the field of PM&R and the second chair of our department. Dr. Kimberly Kasten presents her original research, Weakness and Inflammation Are Associated with Disability, Poor Cognition, and Multimorbidity in Older Adults. For more information, visit our residency website.
I'm Kimberly Kasten. I'm a PGY3. My research mentor is Dr. Peterson. And these are the other individuals involved in this project. I'll be talking about weakness and inflammation and their association with disability, poor cognition, and multimorbidity in older adults. So the most recent disability report in the U.S. showed that about an eighth of Americans have some form of disability, functional impairment, and that's rising by about 0.15% per year, as indicated by 2010 to 2006 stats. And there's a disproportionate effect of disability on U.S. government spending. And furthermore, obese individuals with disability represent about half of the total costs of obesity healthcare costs, period, in the U.S. Adults with physical disabilities can have twice the healthcare costs with or without obesity, and they can have twice the healthcare costs of those without disabilities. So the amount of strength you have in skeletal muscle mass is related to your risk of frailty, functional level, morbidity, and mortality, both cardiovascular mortality and all-cause mortality. Adults with physical disabilities have increased risks of any chronic condition, you name it, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, cancer are the top ones that would come to mind. Multimorbidity, which would be at least two chronic conditions, is associated with worse activity limitations and higher healthcare costs. The healthcare utilization associated with obesity and with physical disabilities is that there is actually just increased frequency of costs. It's not necessarily that each healthcare issue has one higher cost, but it requires more healthcare and thus more costs, and that includes more frequent hospitalizations. So we'd like to understand how all of this is related. Of course, with weakness and pain, that is begets lack of exercise, or lack of exercise begets weakness and then pain, and it can become a vicious cycle. Weakness leads to impaired movement, impaired activities of daily living. That in itself can lead to clinical frailty and the ability to just plummet medically. Poor diet, aging, and or injury can lead to systemic inflammation, chronic inflammation, builds up in the tissues and the cells, as seen in many chronic diseases. And that as well can lead to frailty in itself. So these two can, of course, I think this makes sense in my head at least, that they could compound to lead to more chronic disease, additional morbidities related, such as diabetes turning into chronic kidney disease, as well as cognitive deficits. So weakness is significantly associated with becoming disabled, like having a new functional impairment, as well as any form of ADL disability that someone already has worsening. If you are clinically weak, this study used hand grip dynamometers to assess strength, you have a 54% chance or a 50% increased odds of getting a new disability, and you are most definitely going to progress in your disability. And so with the hand grip dynamometer, for every 5 kilogram decrease in hand grip strength between subjects, that increases the odds of having a functional disability, and that's worse with eating, walking, and bathing. So Mark Peterson's group has done a lot of work on this subject. They've hashed out how low strength can lead to a lot of health problems. They've hashed it out in different ethnicities, age groups, health problems like diabetes. They've even looked at this in cerebral palsy with and strength and mortality as well. And then I think interestingly, they've shown cut points for the clinical use of a hand grip dynamometer, so you could take it into clinic and see if someone is up to a threshold for having health risks. So the prevalence of multiple chronic diseases in men with low testosterone is much higher than without with normal testosterone, and I think, of course, that's related to strength. You can definitely see this significantly in the lower, younger and older age groups. And it looks like there's a difference in middle-aged, but it's not significant. So for this study, we're asking, what is the mechanism linking weakness to disease and mortality? There's a concept of inflammaging that as you age, you acquire increased inflammatory markers in your cells, in your tissues, and this can then lead to increased predisposition for cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, kidney disease, cancer, depression, dementia, osteoporosis, any of the typical comorbidities that you could name. And then they can compound on each other. You can get to chronic diseases, getting multimorbidity. They could lead to the vicious cycle of functional impairment. Depression and dementia, for example, could compound onto a cognitive disability. They can compound altogether onto clinical frailty and leading to a premature functional and medical decline with premature mortality. So inflammation has been shown as well to play a role in the development of dementia. High levels of cytokines, especially, and pro-inflammatory markers like high-sensitivity CRP, predict a decline in cognitive function. And then with obesity, as well as aging, visceral fat in itself increases the inflammatory factors that are in the serum. The cytokines can accumulate in tissues, go into the brain, promote neurotoxicity, and lead to depression or dementia. So there's been a lot of studies that are trying to modulate inflammation with anti-inflammatories in pretty much all of the chronic diseases that I've previously mentioned. Anti-inflammatories actually have been effective in preventing cardiovascular disease, but pretty much nothing else, not depression, not Alzheimer's. And calorie restriction and physical activity are the only known treatments for inflammaging. So weakness and inflammation both have been implicated in sarcopenia, loss of muscle, especially in aging. Weak grip strength as a surrogate marker of overall strength is significantly associated with high CRP and decreased serum albumin. This group looked at a bunch of different inflammatory markers, including IL-6, a few other interleukins, and this was the only significant association. Overall, there's few studies linking both weakness and inflammation with disability and chronic disease. So this study had the objective to look at the longitudinal association between inflammation and muscle weakness with disability, cognitive dysfunction, and multimorbidity in older adults. It uses the data from the Health and Retirement Study that's done by NIH and the National Institute on Aging. It uses middle-aged and older adults, at least 50 years old. The average was around 67 years old from the 2006-2008 cohorts. It's about half and half males and females, a little bit more females. Pretty good number. And this pictured is a hand grip dynamometer that measures in kilograms what your strength is. So the primary analyses are linear and logistic regressions. It's looking at the independent effects of normalized grip strength being normalized for a small person that's weak for a small person and a big person that's weak for a big person. So it normalizes to body mass. And then it was modeled on a 0.05 unit level. And then as well as the independent effects of HSCRP on the primary outcomes, cognition, ADL disability, and multimorbidity. The ADL disability was a self-reported questionnaire on difficulty with eating, bathing, dressing, transferring, and toileting, and walking across the room. The cognition score was a telephone interview, and then you can see a very long list of chronic diseases for the multimorbidity as their the individual's medical diagnoses. The model is actually fully adjusted for sociodemographic variables. So there are preliminary results so far. Men did have a significant association of increased normalized grip strength with better cognition, lower disability, and lower multimorbidity risk. And women, higher normalized grip strength was also associated with improved function. And chronic inflammation or high inflammation with high CRP was associated with poor cognition, disability, and multimorbidity, but only in women. And then overall, though this can't look at the mechanism, there was an inverse relationship of high CRP and lower grip strength in both men and women. So far, it looks that normalized grip strength does predict cognitive function, physical function, and chronic disease in both men and women. And there is an inverse association between chronic inflammation and weakness, or chronic inflammation and strength. But unfortunately, looking for a mechanism, the inflammatory biomarkers only showed a significant difference in women for the primary outcomes that we discussed. So this can definitely be looked at further. We can look into the data set further. We could include different inflammatory biomarkers since there was only really one study that looked at the different interleukins. We could also look at low serum albumin since that was significant in the GRANIC study. And we could use a longer observational period. It could definitely take longer to develop incident disability or cognitive decline or multiple chronic diseases. Any questions?
Thank you very much.
This has been an episode of the University of Michigan Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation Residency Podcast. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for additional episodes, comment, and subscribe. And don't forget to check out our residency website,